Today's episode of the Be Our Guest podcast is proudly sponsored by the great team over at The Magic for Less Travel. The agents over at The Magic for Less are working hard right now, I promise you, for their guests to make sure that they're getting the best financial deal possible on the most magical Disney vacation ever. These folks are passionate Disney fans who love the product. They travel down to Walt Disney World, out to Disneyland, sail with the Disney Cruise Line and go on adventures by Disney as often as possible. They have first-hand knowledge of the product. They know what works, what doesn't, and they know the little things. They're going to help you make the most of that next Disney vacation. Of course, they're always out there looking for the best financial deal possible. They check every morning for new discounts. And if something hits for which you qualify, they are going to rebook your reservation to save you the most amount of money possible. Remember, their services are absolutely free to you. And when you book with the Magic for Less Travel, you are supporting the Be Our Guest podcast. Give them a shot on your next Disney vacation. They're over at themagicforless.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 720 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and MagicalMouseRadio.com. Happy Friday to you, and thank you so much, as always, for coming back and downloading the show. We hope that you are wrapping up another successful work week or maybe enjoying your summer vacation. But either way, we appreciate getting to talk Disney with you. And today, again, it's one of our restaurant reviews, as you can see from the title of the episode. So please do not listen to this episode hungry, as the three of us are, as we're recording the show. This is going to be painful, but we're going to stick in here and try to make it happen. And the good news is that I'm still down at Walt Disney World. So as this show releases and you're listening to it right now, I could be sitting down listening to some African music and chomping on some barbecue today, because I'm getting myself ready for the 4th of July next Friday. And we'll be talking about probably barbecue and patriotism next week. Who knows what we'll talk about on that show, but we're going to review Flame Tree Barbecue today, one of our favorite places at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And joining me today to talk some food, and my mouth is already watering, we have our friend from MakingMagicAndMemories.com. We have Debbie. Happy Friday, Deb.
Happy Friday, Mike. I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to hurry up and get back off your vacation so you could give us all the good scoop about your vacation and how much fun you had.
You know, I love doing that. When I get back, it's a lot of folks that get back and say they have those kind of post-Disney vacation blues. But, you know, fortunately with the podcast, it's not so bad because, A, I get to hear everybody else's experience and get to talk to everybody about their trips. But it is kind of fun to come back. And, you know, last Friday I talked about what I hope to get out of this vacation and, you know, just the best laid plans. They're probably all in shambles by now. As you guys know, it's probably like, oh, man, if only that would have happened that way. You know, when you're traveling with kids, it doesn't always happen as you plan, but it'll be fun to talk about, because either way you make memories, and a vacation is everything, you know, you put into it, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, you just got to have a positive attitude, and you know, how bad can life be no matter what happens when you're down at Walt Disney World?
Absolutely. And don't forget to find a magical moment so I can feature you and your family in my blog there.
I absolutely will, because I love honoring cast members, and I'm sure that I'll have lots of great cast member interactions. That's one of the great, you know, reasons to take a Disney vacation.
You bet, they're the best.
All right. Also joining us, we have the co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, Pam Forrester. Happy Friday, Pam. Hope it's going well.
Happy Friday. I'm excited about this show because this is one of Steve's favorite places to eat when we're at the Animal Kingdom. There's just something about it. I think maybe the fact that you can like smell all the smokiness from like miles around, basically, it kind of draws people in. But yeah, we eat here quite often.
All right, so we're getting our menus from themouseforless.com. It has lots of great pictures, has all the menu items, prices, and so forth. And if you're looking for great menus, you know, there's other sites, but this is a great one. Drop by there today, themouseforless.com. Click on Walt Disney World and the restaurants, and you see it broken down by park and resorts. And it's really simple to navigate around to see where you want to eat on your next Disney vacation. So I'm going to read the little summary for Flame Tree here, because let's set the mood here. It says, soak in the sights and sounds of a tropical jungle as you dine on flavorful smoked barbecue ribs and chicken and pork sandwiches in one of the serene, colorful, and exotic outdoor dining pavilions overlooking Discovery River. Don't you want to be there right now, people?
Good.
I know, right?
Oh, man. Sounds so good. So, you know, they rate it by, like, you know, cost. And this is one of your, you know, least expensive options. Of course, it is a... It's over at Disney's Animal Kingdom Park. It is a counter service location. It is on the Disney dining plan. So today we're going to walk through, you know, the menu and talk about what's there. But before we do that, let's talk about the physical restaurant itself. So this is a place that doesn't have any indoor seating. So that's good to know. It's outdoor seating. It's shaded, but it can, you know, during the really, really hot times of the year, it can be kind of hot. But again, you're shaded, but you're also rewarded with, you kind of don't want to take the first tables. When you get your food, you'll kind of proceed over to a kind of like a cart that has your plasticware, your napkins, you know, stuff like that that you need. But if you walk past that and go to the very back of the seating, you can sit in a very secluded place that overlooks the Discovery River and also overlooks Expedition Everest. And you get just a beautiful picture, almost like a postcard view. So, Pam, do you typically go back there when you eat?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we kind of wind our way back through, find a great spot. There are some great spots, like you said, Mike, that overlook Everest. But then there's also some other pavilions that have like a roof. So in case, you know, you're in dicey weather, you can sit there. And they also have all the barbecue sauce and other, you know, the napkins and knives and forks there too. There's another station there. So we love to eat there. And I will tell you, one of the kind of really cool things that we happen upon the last time we ate there was that we saw characters from the Jungle Book greeting guests at one of the other pavilions over there, and there was no one in line. We were able to walk right up, have our pictures taken with them, with Baloo and King Louie, and it was just really, really fun. So I loved it.
Now let me ask you this, because and then I'm going to ask Debbie the same thing, but one of the things, we go to the Animal Kingdom, we're usually there at rope drop. We tend to go, when we go to the Animal Kingdom, we go early. We try to do everything, Safari, Expedition Everest, see the first Nemo show, kind of hit Dinosaur, stuff like that. I mean, we do the headliners right off the bat. But we tend to kind of walk in the periphery of Flame Tree, maybe around 10:30, 11 o'clock when... Because we tend to like grab a granola bar, Rice Krispie treat, whatever in the room, drink a Pepsi on the way to the bus. So by 10:30 or 11, we've been going pretty good and we're getting hungry. And I swear, and if anybody's been to the Animal Kingdom, that the smell of Flame Tree in the late morning, I mean, it's just like a magnet drawing you in there. I mean, it's like you just like, you know, you might be saying like, I'm going to go to Yak and Yeti today for lunch. If you walk anywhere near Flame Tree, that game is over. You are drawn in to Flame Tree. That smell is so good. It can't even be real. Like they say, they pipe in the smell at the bakery. Do you think they're doing something like that over at Animal Kingdom, Pam? Because it almost seems like it. It's pretty strong.
You know what, though? They have to smoke so much of that food, the ribs, the chicken and whatnot, that I know, like, when Steve smokes a chicken here at home, I can smell it, you know, I'm sure our whole neighborhood can smell it. And they're probably thinking, what are the foresters doing again? But anyways, I think that may just be a natural consequence of what's going on there. But I could be wrong.
Do they pull you in, Debbie? I mean, do you go? I would guess that you go to the Animal Kingdom early and you start getting those lunch pains. And then as soon as you smell that, you know, game over. You're heading over.
Oh my gosh, it's kind of like this cartoon where you see the smoke kind of makes these little whiffs, and then all of a sudden it forms hooks, and it hooks you in the nose and pulls you forward. That's kind of like what I feel like whenever I'm there, because you can be wandering around and not even really be cognizant that it's there. You're just looking around, but all of a sudden you get that whiff, and you will pop your head up and go, whoa, where is it? And it's right there.
So true. And they play awesome background music. You might not have ever noticed it, but there's always a background track playing there that kind of sets the scene, because you have these kind of aqua blue tables and chairs around, and you have the, you know, the foliage, you have those canopies like Pam spoke about. You have, you know, and it's barbecue. It's very exotic, you know. I mean, for a counter service restaurant, it fits so well in Animal Kingdom. And there's even the auditory background music, which I think is so fun. So let's walk through the entrees again from themouseforless.com, and we could talk about some of the things that we tend to like. So Pam, I know you have this pulled up, so maybe read through some of the entrees and talk us through something. There's really something for everybody. Not necessarily a vegetarian here. It's more of a meat eater's kind of place, but I'm sure somebody could find something.
Right. So there are, like we talked about, there are so many smoked meat specialties. They have a half a slab of St. Louis ribs, half of a chicken, pork sandwich, ribs and chicken combo, a smoked chicken salad, the smoked turkey breast sandwich, a jumbo turkey leg. So you can get your famous turkey leg there. And then if for the vegetarians, we also have a fruit plate, which I have seen, and it is humongous. So anyways, and all of their kind of meals are served with their baked beans and coleslaw, which I thought were really good. I mean, I am not someone who like loves baked beans. I think they're fine. And these had a really good taste to them. They kind of tasted a little smoky, not too sweet. And then the coleslaw I thought was really good and just a nice accompaniment to, you know, some of the things that you're eating there.
Well, you got to have coleslaw and baked beans with barbecue. I mean, you know, I'm from the St. Louis. We're not too far from Kansas City, which is the barbecue capital of the world, and Memphis is too. But, you know, the Midwest, we're pretty good with barbecue. You know, we might not be all the fancy stuff on the East Coast like pizzas and all that, but we can do some barbecue here. And I'll tell you, and I've had a lot of coleslaw and a lot of barbecue or baked beans in my life. And both of those are very, very good at Flame Tree Barbecue. And, you know, you'll have them other places, too. But they give you, you know, they don't give you huge servings of either. They're kind of just little side accompaniments. But, you know, I could just eat a vat of those baked beans. They're that good. Well, I mean, they're so good.
And all the other meals really are, I think, big enough to split. Steve and I frequently split that chicken meal because it's just, the chicken is so juicy and the rub that they put on it is so good. And then, in addition, they have wet barbecue sauces for you to choose from, too. They have two different kinds. One's a little spicier than the other. But it just seems to be like the perfect size meal for the both of us. And we can just kind of sit there and eat it and, you know, look at the nice surroundings. It's very cool.
As I look at the prices, you know, they are very reasonable for theme park food. And for this is really good theme park food, especially if you're into barbecue, because this is something that, you know, you're not getting a burger or a hot dog or something like that necessarily. I mean, you can get a hot dog, you can't get a burger. But I mean, when you're looking at a half slab of ribs and baked beans and coleslaw, $11.69. You know, I think that is reasonable in a Disney theme park. Half a chicken for $10.49 with your baked beans and coleslaw. You can go up to your ribs and chicken combo with your coleslaw and baked beans for $15.19 currently. Pork sandwich, you know, $9.50 or so. The fruit plate, $6.99. Smoked turkey breast sandwich right there for about $9.50. So, you know, nothing's crazy, but, you know, crazy expensive here. And it's, you know, like you said, the meats, the coleslaw and the baked beans, there's not a lot of it. But the meats that you get, there's a lot of that. You're getting a substantial order here. So let's look at the entrees. And Debbie, what are some of the things you would pull out to say that, you know, you've had these and you've had good experiences and you might recommend to a friend?
On the entrees, I have not eaten any of the entrees except the hot dog because I was on a very restricted eating.
I know.
But I have a method to my madness, though. I do have a reason for this. I was on a very restricted eating program, so I could eat the little hot dog, but I didn't want a lot of the sauces, and that was a while back. But any time that I've eaten there in the meantime, it's so hot, and when I get hot, I don't like to eat a lot. And what I love about this is that they do have the sides, and I cheat and I have just the onion ring basket, and I'm happy and I'm in heaven because there's so much of it, but yet it's not so heavy that you don't feel like you're weighed down, especially in the heat. So that's what I usually do, is just get like a little side dish and get something to snack on there while I'm sitting and looking overlooking the water.
So for the sides, they have onion rings, and they have French fries. You can get a side. The French fries are on the Disney Dining Plan for snack credit. $2.99 cash. The onion rings are $3.99, but you got to drop by themouseforless.com and look at the picture of these onion rings. And Pam, I know that you've had an experience with the onion rings as well, correct?
Yes. So last time we were there, you know, we were going to split the chicken, and at the last minute I heard Steve order the onion rings. I was thinking, I wonder what's going on there. And so when they came, they were so good. And the fact that you could dip them into the little cups of barbecue sauce that you can get yourself, I mean, really, they were very, very tasty. So, yeah, I think I can recommend them too.
All right. So, and then, you know what? I'm probably having some today, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, man. Save a couple for us, okay?
I will. All right. So, kids' meals for guests 9 and under. All meals include grapes, carrot sticks, and choice of a small low-fat milk or small Dasani water. You have a chicken sandwich meal there for $5.99. The famous Smucker's Uncrustable sandwich meal, which you can probably get anywhere, $5.49. A baked chicken drumstick, which, you know what? That's a healthier option. fresh, and kids are getting their meat, and they're getting, you know, they're getting the chicken there, you know, and it's not your typical hot dog or chicken, you know, or hamburger. That's a $5.99 meal. You got the hot dog meal for $5.99. And again, these meals, they meet some kind of nutritional guidelines. They're healthier options. So the kids can have everything. They do have dessert. They have chocolate mousse for $3.99, key lime mousse for $3.99 as well. Both Disney Dining Plan snack credits. Beverages over at Flame Tree. You got your sodas, your bottled waters, your coffee, your hot tea, your hot cocoa. And they also do serve beer and wine. You got Bud Light, Safari, Amber, Mandarin Orange, Vodka, Lemonade. That's an interesting one. Mandarin Orange Vodka Lemonade. I guess it's like one of those hard lemonades.
I guess. You can also have just a plain lemon. Like. Yeah, the plain Mandarin Orange Lemonade as well. But boy, you add the vodka and va-va-boom, huh?
Yeah, man, that kicks your barbecue up a notch. then they have the wine. They have a few wines there. Pinot. I'm so bad. Chardonnay, Merlot, and what's the other one? It's not Pinot Grigio.
Pinot Grigio.
There you go. I'm from St. Louis. Don't ask me to announce all that stuff. You just got back from Italy. You should be able to do that. So, you know, it's not an extensive menu. We have, what, how many options? You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, basically like 7 things for entrees and then, you know, just 2 sides. But, you know, Pam, if you had to recommend or describe this to somebody, I mean, because this is one of those places that I tell people when you go to the Animal Kingdom, this is really not to be missed. And that's kind of hard to say for a counter service place with like 6 or 7 entrees.
I agree, though. I mean, first of all the food that we've ever had here, we've really been pleased with. And there are a lot of choices. I've had that smoked chicken salad before. It was really good. I know that Steve's gotten the pork sandwich before. It was great. The smoked turkey breast sandwich, I mean, that has like a cranberry mayonnaise. And so that is good. You know, everything that we've gotten has been good. And I think the setting is just so relaxing. I think everyone during the day, you need to take a little bit of time to sit and just relax because it just, you know, you're on vacation, remember? You're supposed to be, you know, maybe kind of relaxing. And doing it in such a theme setting, I don't think that there's many other locations, you know, especially in Animal Kingdom, that are as themed as this is in terms of music and views and setting like that. So for us, it's a place that we frequently find ourselves going to. It's one of our, you know, favorite counter service spots. And especially in Animal Kingdom, you don't have a ton of choices in Animal Kingdom when it comes to restaurants. I mean, there are a few other, but I feel like this one is a standout.
I agree. And, you know, this food, especially if you're going during the hotter times of the year, of course, if you're eating barbecue like ribs or, you know, a half a chicken or something like that with your baked beans and your coleslaw, it's a little bit heavier. So what I might suggest is that you go here. And then maybe after this, because there's a few attractions that I think would be better to do after something like this that are nearby. You could do it's Tough to Be a Bug, not too far away, and you can get back into some air conditioning and cool off if you got warm sitting outside for a while. And also, you know, let your food digest. Also, you could walk over to Finding Nemo, the musical. That's a nice, long, air-conditioned, great show that you could take advantage of after your meal. And also, you know, maybe, you know, just take a leisurely stroll back to the safari. And you know, that's something that's easy to do after having a meal of, well, it's kind of ironic because maybe you'll see a chicken out on the Serengeti there. I don't know if you'll see one or whatever. But you just ate a bunch of animal and then you're going out to see the animals. Kind of weird. But, you know, I think you got to kind of think about that because you don't want to do something. You know, Everest isn't the craziest thing, but I don't know if I'd want to hop on there 15 minutes after eating at Flame Tree on a Fast Pass Plus. So, Debbie, do you have any suggestions for making the best use of this counter service location at Animal Kingdom?
No, I think you really hit the nail on the head, Mike. You know, again, because it is hot out there, but it is covered. And that's what I like about it, because there is a breeze. You know, most of the time there's a nice breeze. So you can relax, as Pam suggested, but I would not ride anything fast and furious or stand out in the heat for very long, because you have been sitting outside. And if you do eat a big meal for lunch, if you choose to order something a little bit heavier, then do tend to remember that and drink lots of water. Drink lots of water.
It's like Mom said, you can't jump in the pool until, 30 minutes after you finish eating your lunch? Is that what the old rule was? It was 30 minutes here in St. Louis. Apparently, we were living on the edge.
Man, obviously.
All right. Well, it's a little bit shorter show today, but you know what? Everybody's busy here in the dead heat of summer, but you know, hopefully we got you a little hungry there for Flame Tree Barbecue and getting you ready for the 4th of July holiday, which is coming up next Friday, and I'm sure everybody will be celebrating by putting some meat on the grill there. And, you know, that's what we do here in the Midwest and all around the country. So as you are getting ready to celebrate, hey, you know, we talked a little barbecue with you and we want to hear what you think. What do you think about Flame Tree Barbecue? What's your favorite thing on the menu? And who would you suggest this restaurant would be geared towards? Is it everybody? Is it, you know, families, couples, you know, folks that are in a hurry? What do you think? Drop by the Facebook group, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and let us know what you thought of today's show. Don't forget, today's episode has been brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So next time you're looking to head to a Disney destination, you have a personal concierge who's going to take care of everything for you and make sure you're getting the best financial deal possible. Even more than that, though, this is the most important thing. They are there as a partner in your planning, and they want you to have the most magical vacation ever. They always treat their guests like family. Because they want, you know, if you're sending a family member down to Walt Disney World and it's your favorite place and you've been talking it up for all this time, you want that family member to have a great time and to come back with countless memories to share with their friends and family as well. And that's what the agents over at the Magic for Less do. They're passionate Disney fans, but they're professional Disney travel agents that know the ins and outs of the systems, and they're going to help you have a great vacation the next time you're headed down. So check them out today. Do support the folks who support us over at themagicforless.com. Check out Magical Mouse Radio this week for great Walt Disney World in-park audio and music. And you know what? We play the background music. They play at Flame Tree Barbecue. And you know what? When it comes on, no doubt, even if I'm at school, during school months, if I hear some of those tracks come on and they're from Flame Tree, like my mouth starts watering. Like, St. Louis ribs, stat, give me the chicken leg. I need something. So we have all that music that makes you hungry, that makes you miss your favorite place, but also helps you relive those memories, some of the best memories of your life. So check us out this week over at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Don't forget, the next Be Our Guest Podcast live show is going to come your way on Sunday night, June 20th, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Put it on the calendar right there at MagicalMouseRadio.com. Give me a follow on Twitter and on Instagram as well. I am live tweeting from the parks and resorts at Walt Disney World right now. I'm at Be Our Guest Mike on Twitter and again at Be Our Guest Mike on Instagram. I'd appreciate a follow and love talking to you on the social media during my vacations. Also, give us a follow on Facebook, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast, and join the friendliest forums on the internet over at BeOurGuestPodcast.com/forums. All right, we're going to get out of here and let you get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for checking in, downloading the show. We hope we made you hungry, and we hope that you enjoyed hearing a little bit about Flame Tree Barbecue. And if you haven't ever checked it out, do check it out on your next vacation. I think this is a place that you'll really love, and I think everybody in the family will find something for a decent price that everybody's going to get excited about. So for Ricky, Debbie, and Pam, I'm Mike, wishing you an awesome weekend. Thank you so much for downloading the show. We'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.